one thing about working Saturday mornings. You give up a lot of Friday nights. Well, Dwight was in town last night.
Yep.
But we're here for the Arizona Gardeners.
We taught you how to give up Friday nights a long time ago.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we bring Michael from Peoria into the conversation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And your question?
Okay. My question is, I got three small trees. One persimmon, one peach, and one other little tree, fruit tree. Now, excuse me. I think I've been overwatering them, and my leaves are starting to drop off. They're new. They're probably 3-4 weeks old. But I notice some leaves are dropping off and some of the old fruit. That was one question. And the other one is, are you supposed to, on a new tree, are you supposed to pick off all the little fruits now and then wait for the next full season to have a good fruit?
Okay, well, so tell me how you are watering. Let's take care of that first. So how often?
Okay, I got a drip system about every 3 days for about 5 minutes.
5 minutes with a dripper? A little drip?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's talk about drip irrigation. You know, those little drippers are putting on somewhere, depending on what kind of emitter you have on there, somewhere between a gallon and maybe up to 3 or 4 gallons in an hour. So in 5 minutes, you know, do the math on that. You're putting on 1/12 of a gallon of water, perhaps. That's not enough water at one time to get the root ball of that tree entirely wet. Run that for 5 minutes sometime, just on a piece of ground, not next to the roots of your tree, and let it sit for an hour or so, then dig down and see how deep that goes. It's just a few inches, probably. We need to run drip for maybe as much as 2 or 3 hours to completely get down 2 to 3 feet deep into the ground like we need to with a tree. So on a new, and you said these were new trees?
Yes, sir. About 4 to 6 foot. I got
that. Okay, so let's talk about a new tree. It doesn't have a great big root system, so you don't have to run it as long as you do an established tree, but you still maybe need to run it for an hour or an hour and a half. It probably every 2 or 3 days is about right on a new tree. So I think you're probably severely underwatering, not overwatering. As far as picking fruit off of newly planted trees, it's probably not a bad idea. The tree probably will slough the fruit on its own anyway, but you really want that tree to have all of its available energy going towards putting on new growth and foliage and growing out. So my suggestion is you might get a little slow-release fertilizer like Fertilome Start and Grow, Root Stimulator, something with a little bit of fertilizer in it, and change your watering habits and give it a little food, and I think you'll be okay.
We appreciate the call, Michael. Good luck with those trees. Drips are challenging.
Well, they shouldn't be.
They're great, but it seems like we get a lot of questions about.
Well, I think the thing you have to visually paint the picture for people as to in an hour, a gallon of water. So take a gallon jug and go dump it on the ground and see how much of the ground that's going to wet. You can actually visualize that, I think, once you do that. So if it only puts on a gallon or two an hour, think about how long you've got to water to get water down for trees up to 3 feet deep and over the entire root zone of the tree, so as big as the canopy of the tree is. Now, in a small tree, that might only be a foot or two wide, but a foot or two wide by a foot or two deep. That takes a fair amount of water at one time. The folks at AMWA have a great little publication called Landscape Watering by the Numbers. And it helps you really visualize and see how you need to water and water correctly to get that water down as deep as you should and over the area that you should, depending on the size of the tree. I'd encourage everybody to pick one up at your local nursery, or go online and get it, download it, or just use it online.
Get your designated old Phillips head 18-inch screwdriver as your prod or something like that, so you can test and feel actually how deep the water is going. That 1 gallon poured in 1 second, that's not even going to go an eighth of an inch below the surface, but over a two-hour time, three-hour time, it surprised that slow drip is where you save that water, because it actually has time to soak in.
It will, but a gallon's still only a gallon, and it's only going to go so far. So think about, how much of that you've got to do. They've got a great little chart in there based on the canopy of a tree or shrub as to how many gallons of water it takes to effectively cover the area you need to do and get that deep. So it's really a nice little tool.
One of his trees was a persimmon. I know this absolutely for a fact. I've never in my life ever eaten a persimmon. I couldn't even tell you what one looked like.
Not very common around these parts, but they actually do pretty well here. So if you like them, I'm with you. I've never eaten one. I've never actually even seen a ripe one on a tree, but maybe somebody will bring us one someday.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.